Hello.
Yo, hey.
Yo, hey.
I didn't see my car this morning. Was it on my desk?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right near your glasses case.
Yeah, must have been had early eyes on it. Yetin just called me about Delphomia or whatever, that return air void. Deltonia or something. It's been emails flattened.
Warhawk?
Nah. Deltonia, or something like that, he said. I've seen the emails as well. Is it the one you gave to Dan?
I've given a few to him, and he hasn't fucking turned up to any of them. Deltonia.
Deltonia. Danthonia, it is.
Danthonia, yeah. Yeah, it was sent to Dan last week.
Alright.
Do you want me to resend it to him and say urgent?
Yeah, just do the threat one, because I'll have to go there and do the void. He's saying that he's going to escalate it.
Oh, I just sent the email to Dan.
Yeah. Just say, Dan, if you can't get here urgently, we'll just go ourselves again.
Yeah. He hasn't responded to me all week.
Alright. Yeah, do the threatening one. Just say, hey, Dan, we sent a call from the super on this one. They've moved in. You haven't responded. If you can't get there, by the end of business Monday, we're going there. How come he's not responding?
I have no idea. And he's probably fucking away, knowing him.
Yeah, probably.
Are you going to escalate this?
Just so if you can't get there by Monday, either today or Monday, we'll go there. As you haven't sealed the return air void. He wanted me to ring the client, but there's nothing to say to him until I hear back from Dan.
Yeah, well, hopefully this makes him fucking...
Have we got an email for the client?
Let me have a look. We should do, because we got their photos.
What if you can email them? Yeah, can you just email, hey guys, we're just getting the installer back to do that return air void. It should be done Monday, just try that, and if it's not, I'll deal with it. Then they won't ring yet, and when Yetin rings me back, I can say we emailed them. Donnybrook's so far away, Beck.
I know.
It's a fucking long, long way.
I know. It's fucking ages. That's why I try and book more than one job out there.
Mickleham's 18Ks past Donnybrook.
Yeah, I know.
Mickleham's a fucking long way. Yeah.
I know. That's why normally when it's north like that, I try and keep just the one day to that side.
Because
it's a nightmare to get to. See, the west is a nightmare, but at least it's easy to get to than fucking...
Yeah, it's easy to get to. Yeah.
I didn't realise how far it actually was until I went to Funfields for Phoenix's birthday a few years ago, and then I was like, fuck. What a nightmare.
Yeah, Mickleham's... I saw a sign, Donnybrook, right, and it said Mickleham 18Ks.
Oh,
I'm like,
Lord.
Holy fuck. Yeah. Cool, yeah, just do something with that client and then you won't call me. Are you going to 3?
Nah, 4.
Yeah.
Sweet. Moz is, so Moz knows about me next Friday. If you need her to fill in, just let her know.
Sick. I think I'm going to try and be in the office.
But, yeah, she's like, oh, I'll just, she said she'd just wait to hear from you if you need her to come in or not.
Yeah, sick. Is she in today?
She is out at the moment. She has gone to a funeral, but she's coming back.
Oh, another funeral?
Yeah, her friend's mum died or something.
Friend's mum?
Yeah.
How was the mum, 190?
Well, 95.
More than 95. Look at her friend. Her friend must be... She's got friends 20 years her junior.
Oh, weird. Fucking hell, that's funny.
When you're that age, you don't really go to fucking friends' mum's funerals because they've been dead for 30 years.
You know, Simon said to me yesterday, he goes, oh, they sold Rod's house pretty quick. And I was like, what? What do you mean? And he goes, oh, I drove past it the other day. It's sold. And I'm like, okay, you sticky meat, you fucking weirdo.
What's he driving past here for?
I don't know. That was my point.
It's not a shortcut. I don't know. Yeah. Hey, I'm never telling him where I live. I'm nowhere near him now.
Oh, good.
So, officer, where I am, it's over the other side of a highway. Like, it's literally nowhere near his house.
Well, good. Don't tell him.
Fucking God. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking wrapped.
I'm wrapped for where we're moving. It's a court. No one can drive past it unless they're going in the street.
Yeah, so ours is a dead end.
Yeah, yeah. How good is that?
Oh, it's unreal. Well, there's a fence.
Good.
And it says no through road and a big fence up at the end of our house.
Yeah, that's good. At least that way, like, if even with, like, Simon doing the sneak and that, you'll see him. You'll notice him because it's dead end.
Well, you can't, if you drive up to our house, you can't, it's hard to turn around.
Yeah.
There's a car in the driveway and there's no other way. You have to reverse back out. Hey, it's fucking gold.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it. That's good.
Hey, we got our bond back, did I tell you?
No.
I didn't plaster, because Jackson fucked a couple of walls down the hallway, just chipping a bit of plaster off off corners.
Yeah.
I didn't patch it. I was going to. I didn't patch anything. I didn't paint anything, any marks on walls, and they gave us our bond back on the same day.
That's sick.
I know. I think because it's sold and they don't care, the property manager just doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty fucking mad.
I've had so much fucking trouble. Ugh. Three tradies turn up to the house without being booked in or without notifying me.
Ugh.
And then one of them pulled his ladder out and climbed on the roof into the backyard.
Oh, he told me. Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Then we had a plumber turn up, and then yesterday we had another one turn up trying to use the key code to the front door to get in.
You're kidding.
No, I've got it all on record.
Did you say what the fuck?
Yeah, I fucking cut sick because that was the third time. I'm like, nah, this is a fucking joke. And
what if she
like,
was just walking around after a shower or something?
Well, she was in the shower. That's why she freaked out.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So I lost it and I sent it off. I ended up getting in touch with some solicitors yesterday and they're sending off a letter of threat. So they've got to compensate somehow in a work out some compensation because it's fucked.
That's like a home fucking invasion.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's home invading.
Yeah. And then Sinead messaged me just before, and she's like, Mum, someone's dropped off a thing of flowers. And I was like, what? Who would have done that? So she's grabbed it, read the card. It was the selling agent apologising.
So what, flowers going to fix it, are they?
That's what Sinead said.
Oh, get fucked. Drop off $2,000 in cash.
I'm like, no. Fucking... Yeah, so no, it hasn't been the smoothest transition, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you the next door neighbours had those two fucking parties?
Yeah.
He came around and sucked up my ass the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, mate, my name's Ollie. Sorry about the noise the other night. Like, yeah, it's sucking up and that. I'll let it go.
Oh, that's annoying.
I know. We'll just wait this weekend and see what happens.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, the other ones that pay for it, because I'm really loud at 5 a.m. So they might get me at night, but I'll get them in the morning.
I love your way of thinking.
Yeah, because they're all sleeping after their massive night, and I'm just waking.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. All right, Ledge, I'll let you go.
All right, enjoy your weekend.
Well, thanks, you too, Bex.
Bye.
See ya.